This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
There's been a lot of changes in farming over the years, but at Farm Credit Services of Illinois, our commitment to farming and its way of life has never changed. Our products and services are a good fit because we understand the importance you place on your family and your farming operation. If it's the security of a long-term fixed-rate real estate loan, the flexibility of a one-year product, or one of our operating lines of credit, Farm Credit provides the products you want with the service you deserve. As a farmer-owned financial cooperative, Farm Credit has been serving farmers for generations. Whether we're in an office or on the farm, our commitment is the same. Dependable, constructive products and services designed for the way you farm. When you're looking for a lender that cares as much about you as you do your farm, look for Farm Credit of Illinois. You can find us online at fcsillinois.com or at 800-444-FARM. Farm Credit, a good fit for all your farm financial needs.
Come see the folks at Hawkeye Steel Sales. They have a variety of steel products, animal shelters, feed troughs, custom-made panels, built as heavy as you like, metal building panels, trims, and accessories are all in stock. Ornamental iron parts and accessories are available for the do-it-yourselfers, or they can weld you up an ornamental fence section or gate. This is heavy, lifetime construction. Hawkeye Steel, located on I-55 at exit 44. Phone 866-999-7880.
Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Thursday, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh.
Thank you, Randy. Here are your closing prices from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn was 443.5, up 1.75. March corn, 456.25, up 1.75. May corn, 464.75, up 2. November soybeans were 1287.75, down 1. January soybeans, 1284, down 3.75. March soybeans, 1269, down 6.75. December wheat was 690.5, down 3. March wheat, 70.5, down 3. May wheat, 705, down 3.5. Now time for your cash livestock report, cash grain report, from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Wednesday, the night's report of grain prices and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Wednesday afternoon. Corn gained on export numbers, but soybeans sagged under harvest pressure. Wheat weakened with technical trading. In the northern and western country, grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mixed at 415 to 429. Soybean bids were unchanged to 13 cents lower at 1261 to 1273. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids unchanged to 3 cents higher at 415 to 427. Soybean bids were 2 to 10 cents lower at 1263 to 1278. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 3 cents higher at 409 to 429. Soybean bids were mixed at 1260 to 1296. Wheat bids were unchanged to 4 cents lower at 648 to 668. Illinois soybean processors' cash soybean bids were down 1 to 6 cents at 1294 to 1299. Basis was unchanged to 5 cents lower at 5 to 10 over the November. Soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 431.10 to 450.10, down 350 to 1350, with basis unchanged to down 10 at 6 to 25 over the October. Illinois country processors' cash corn bids were up 2 to 4 cents at 424 to 451, which was with the basis unchanged to up 2 at 20 under to 7 over the December. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids up 2 cents at 424 to 430, with basis unchanged at 14 to 20 under the December. Soybeans ended mixed at 1291 to 13. With basis unchanged up 2 at 4 to 13 over the November. East St. Louis Barge and Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids mixed at 438 to 439. These elevators raised their soybean prices 1 cent at quotations of 1312 to 1313. Soft wheat closed unchanged to 4 cents lower at 692 to 696. Milo ended the day unchanged, 2 cents higher, $4.78 to $4.79. Contract bids to producers for January delivery in northern Illinois for corn was $4.19 to $4.43. Soybeans for January delivery were $12.59 to $12.98. In the central part of the state, January delivery for corn was $4.26 to $4.41, and for soybeans was $12.70 to $12.92. In the southern part of the state, corn for January delivery was $4.33 to $4.48, and soybeans were $12.72 to $13.09. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here's your closing prices from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle were 128, down 27 cents. December live cattle were 131.95, down 37 cents. February live cattle were 133.57, down 47 cents. October feeder cattle were 164.55, down 25 cents. November feeder cattle were 166.37, up 5 cents. January feeder cattle were 166.37, down 20 cents. October lean hogs were 89.82, down $1.40. December lean hogs were 86.52, down $1.67. February lean hogs were 89.10, down $1.25. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is David Humphreys, the Illinois Department of Agriculture, with the Wednesday afternoon, the 9th livestock report. From the Illinois direct sow reports, slaughter sows are trading 3 to 4 lower with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 58 to 64, 4 to 5 weight at 63 to 70, and 500 to 550 at 66 to 72. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gelts at country buying points are trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from 60 to 65. The opening report for Greenville Livestock Auction for today was estimated receipts were 358. Steers and heifers were a dollar higher, and Holstein steers were two higher. Slaughter steers choice at 121.50 to 126. Select and choice at 118 to 121. Holstein steers choice at 115 to 117. Slaughter heifers choice at 121.50 to 124.50. And selects at 117.50 to 120. Fairview Sale Barn Auction Report for Tuesday, October 8th, had receipts of 199. Compared to 2 weeks ago, slaughter steers and heifers traded steady to a dollar higher, and slaughter cows were mostly 1 to 3 lower. Steers choice at 116 to 128, steers select and choice at 115.75 to 120, steers select at 108 to 114, and heifers choice at 121 to 127.75. Slaughter cows premium average dressing at 107.50 to 115. Breakers average dressing at 76 to 79 and a quarter. Boners at 73 to 78 and leans at 60 to 68. And slaughter bulls average dressing at 90 to 96. On to the United Producers report at Shelbyville for Tuesday, October 8th had receipts of 445. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded steady to 50 cents lower, and Holstein steers traded 50 cents higher. Steers choice at 122 to 126. Steers select and choice at 115 to 121. Holstein steers choice at 114 and a quarter to 118.75. And Holstein steers select and choice at 109 and a quarter to 112. Heifers choice at 122 to 125. And heifers select and choice at 120 to 121. United Producers Hay Report at Shelbyville for Tuesday, October 8th, compared to last week. Alfalfa hay was untested, with grass hay 75 cents lower. Receipts were 157 bales, mixed grass small squares, good quality at 3 to 350. Reels weekly hay auction at Congerville compared to last week. Hay in small squares sold 1 to 150 lower. Wheats in straw in small squares sold 30 cents higher. Receipts were 494 bales. Alfalfa small squares, premium quality at $4. Alfalfa mixed grass, good quality, small squares at 2 and a quarter to 425. And clover orchard grass small squares, good quality at $3.75 to $4.25. Wheat straw, small squares, good quality at $2.30, and large squares at $22 per bale. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys of the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. October corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.41. November corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.39. October corn delivered to Scottville, $4.41. November corn delivered to Scottville, $4.39. October beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $12.85. November beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $12.96. October wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.60. Their pre-opening prices again are corn at Greenfield is $4.41. Corn at Scottville is $4.41. Beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $12.85, and wheat at Scottville is $6.60. That's all for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this.
Thank you, Angela. It is 20 minutes after 6 on this Thursday morning, part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois and by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
Who else provides a partner in crop production like M&M Service Company? The fact is, with your M&M crop specialist working with you throughout the entire year, you have the unique advantage of combining quality seed with expert agronomic knowledge and know-how. As a true business partner, you can rely on your M&M Service crop specialist to help you reduce risks, make smarter decisions, improve profits, and just make the whole business of farming easier. So, for a production partner that can bring solutions that work in your fields, get a hold of your M&M Service Company crop specialist today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
At Carlinville Truck Equipment, they think being considerate and courteous comes with the territory. Courtesy isn't merely being polite. It means honest friendship, honest prices, and honest dealing. When they put their name behind the product or service they provide for you, they do it with pride, not just in the product or service, but in having you as a customer. For your truck or trailer repair needs, call today at 217-854-6706 or visit them online at ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment, they deliver what others promise.
Partly cloudy skies today, high temperatures in the mid-70s and light south winds. Tonight, partly cloudy, low temperatures in the upper 50s. And for tomorrow, Friday, sunny skies, high temperatures in the low 80s. Your extended forecast for Saturday through Monday, clear to partly cloudy skies, a slight chance of rain Saturday. Low temperatures in the low 50s, high temperatures in the low 70s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is steady, mostly clear skies, 46 degrees. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by the Monsanto Southern Illinois team, by the CHS Service Center of Louder, and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. Once again, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
The October grain production report that was supposed to be released tomorrow has been put off and will not be released this week due to the government shutdown. No production report, coupled with increased demand from other countries, may be cause for some worry on how tight grain supplies may be.
Well, that's exactly right, and that really increases the odds that November report could be a very volatile day as we get the data, updated data from USDA, because we're anticipating by that time the U.S. government will be fully operational, and so we'll be able to really do a catch-up on all the supply and demand data. The trade is factoring in what it believes is happening, but if there's any significant differences between that and what USDA reports, then we could have some wild swings in the market.
But for now, with October, we were already more focused on the supply and demand side than the production side, so we'll be okay for now.
Yeah, and as I said, the markets are really quieting down. In the absence of those USDA headlines flowing out, we're not seeing the volatility created by the high-frequency traders or the computer trades, and that's good. We're not seeing the big swings in prices based on the flow computers reading those USDA headlines.
Again, that was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. House Speaker John Boehner says it's time for Democrats and Republicans to sit down for negotiations without any preconditions. But Democrats say they've already made a major concession agreeing to the low spending limits the GOP wanted. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said on the Senate floor that he doesn't know what else there is to talk about. Republicans are focused on the Affordable Care Act. President Obama and Democratic leaders have said they're willing to negotiate over spending issues and possibly ways to modify the health care law after the government is reopened and the debt limit is raised. Now, a series of meetings have been announced with lawmakers from both parties and both chambers to focus on the government shutdown, looming debt crisis, and fiscal stalemate. Republican and Democratic leaders met before the first of the White House meetings on Wednesday. The meeting reportedly lasted 40 minutes and did not yield any new agreements. Partly due to a salmonella outbreak that has sickened nearly 300 people, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has called some employees who were furloughed because of the government shutdown back to work. The CDC called back several data analysts and epidemiologists who track down and respond to foodborne illnesses across the country. CDC spokesperson Barbara Reynolds says that they are reevaluating some of the roles that now the government shutdown is in the second week. She says they have to consider the possibility that this will be a longer-term shutdown. Reynolds said the Foodborne Illness Division was down to a skeleton crew of about 10 people, forcing the agency to reduce the number of bacteria strains it was monitoring and making it difficult to update a centralized system that helps officials identify and locate the source of outbreaks. But with the safety alert issued by USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service on Monday about the growing number of illnesses caused by salmonella associated with raw chicken products produced by a California farm, the CDC made the move to call back furloughed investigators. Officials at USDA and the CDC are working together to try to pinpoint the cause and breadth of the outbreak. GMO food labeling has come up again in the state legislature, with Senator David Kohler proposing a bill to require labels on all biotech crops and products that use biotech crops. Anti-GMO groups claim this is a matter of food safety. I spoke with Heather Combs, Assistant Director of State Legislation with the Illinois Farm Bureau, who says the Farm Bureau is against this labeling measure. Combs says with the negative outlook that persists about biotech crops, the labeling would have an unnecessary negative impact on safe products and only encourage the vilifying of wholesome foods. Combs said the Farm Bureau instead promotes a more positive form of labeling where organic or foods that don't use biotech ingredients can voluntarily label their products as non-GMO. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.